When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I told you that Chris Emma was going to be huge in our coverage of the Bears, and training camp has started. So we are going to start our regular conversations with Chris Emma, who does an incredible job of covering the Bears for 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Eventually, we're going to start putting these on videos. I'm convinced that I need to give myself a deadline for stuff like that. So I'm going to go with the deadline is the week before the season starts, that we'll move our stuff over to allow people to see it while it's happening on StreamYard, or at least give people a few minutes of it on House of L's YouTube page. I appreciate you hanging out with me. I really love talking football with Emma. If you have not checked out any of the episodes that we've had where I was at SEC Media Days, you should. They're really good, and I think that you will enjoy them. I had a wonderful time. I'll talk more about it on the air this week on The Score, but if you want to check it out yourself and see what the whole vibe was like, go back and listen to a couple of episodes of what it was like to be at SEC Media Days. We're not going to waste any more time. We're going to get our guy Chris Emma up, add him to the show. Hey, Emma.
Hey, buddy. How we doing?
Things are good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Getting in that camp groove now. We're down a couple days and a few days away from them putting on the pads, so it's going to start getting real soon.
All right, so Friday, is that when the pads are coming on?
Yes, yeah, Friday. Weather's supposed to heat up a little bit too, so you're going to get the full brunt of intensity out there.
Okay, so now you've had a whole weekend of Caleb mania. Caleb, he had signed, and then he hadn't signed, and then he signed, and everything was good. Before we talk about on-the-field stuff, what did you think of him trying to be a disruptor and maybe asking for some things that no other rookie has ever asked for?
I admire the heck out of it. Look, this is a guy who's come up differently than a lot of his peers in this league. He is the poster child of the NIL movement in college athletics. He's made a ton of money legally in the college game the way that other guys weren't allowed to do it before. He's been in commercials before he even got drafted. He was billed as the number one pick for like more than a year before he was actually announced by Commissioner Goodell. So like, he's ready for this. He understands that he's got some smart people in his corner. He also understands that he's got power and he's got leverage the way that other people in his position haven't had before. And he was curious about this. He was digging the right way. Look, a lot of people look down on the idea of not having an agent represent you. I respect that. If you're going about it the right way, which he certainly has, and he's trusting the right people, but he's doing a lot of this himself too. God bless you. Go get what you can. See what you're able to find out of these teams. And if you're told no one, it's just not going to happen, so be it. But look, they had late nights. We were told, Caleb said multiple nights where they were out there past midnight at the negotiating table working through these things, and it matters to him. Like, he understands he's got a big plan for his future. He wants to carve out everything right. He's been thinking about this for a while. Nothing has been coming by surprise or accident, and I like the way this kid approaches things in the day-to-day.
I know that he was not really represented by, but I know that he was in touch with a very well-respected agent that was kind of helping out the law firm that he had with him. So I'm glad I'm with you on this. You might as well ask for everything and see what they give you instead of just saying, I'm going to accept what everyone else has already had.
Yeah. Look, the worst they can tell you is no, right? Maybe, you know, you push for different things. Maybe because you're pushing one way, or you get something else on the other end, in different parts of the offset language, whatever it is. And that's the negotiation process. That's the way it works. It's a little uncomfortable if you are representing yourself. And I know there's other people in your ear and there's ways to go about it, but he wanted to approach it this way. You know, he's a big boy. He can handle it. He wasn't concerned about hurt feelings the way that some of these guys have to deal with when you get involved in this. You know, sometimes it gets personal. I remember hearing about Roquan Smith and the frustration he felt when he was representing himself. And that was his second contract. That wasn't even the rookie deal, which is fairly standard. But look, he approached this thing the right way. I respect it. I also like the fact that, you know, they got it done. They had to get it done, right? If they didn't have this deal done by this weekend, it would have felt a lot weirder out there. It would have been a different story. But he had a plan. He had a way about this going. And the other thing to consider, too, Lawrence, is like, I guess that a lot of it came down to Caleb and his party saying, well, you guys, the Bears gave this concession to Justin Fields or to Mitch Trubisky. And Ryan Poles' side is, hey, man, that's a different regime. That's not us. That's not the way we're doing it. So there's two sides to it. They got the deal done, and he was out there day one. That's all that counts.
That's all that counts indeed. Let's talk about that. So now he's back, and Roma Dunze got signed as well. What were the things that you thought were interesting from the first weekend of training camp?
I mean, from the Caleb perspective, like to see it in a different speed, like the release is real. He gets that thing out so quickly. It's just he's got processing. I've talked to a lot of people who've scouted Caleb closely, who've been around the league, who understand the way he approaches this. Like, he's got processing level that's like elite level for an NFL quarterback, not for a rookie, not for a college quarterback, but like elite level NFL processing already. It's a gift he has, and that's going to take him a long way. You can see it when you just watch these practices, the way that he's able to pull the trigger and he's able to see something that's there and just get rid of it. Where, you know, I don't want to knock Justin Fields, that error is done, but like so many times you think, man, throw the ball, get rid of it, it's right there. Caleb hits those throws. Like, he pulls the trigger on these things, and there are going to be some mistakes. He had a pick today to Tyreek Stevenson. We're like, man, what are you doing? But it's part of the learning process. It's a different speed. They're much better athletes in the NFL game, and you get to see what you can and can't get away with. And Shane Waldron said it well. He's like, these are all parts of the growing process. Incremental growth is what they want, but you can grow from mistakes. You can grow from interceptions just the way as you can, you know, thread the needle on a pass over the middle for a touchdown. Like, it's all part of this process, and this is the time to get the good and the bad out of the way to make yourself more consistent product. So that's obviously what jumps out. So much attention on Caleb. I tell you what, man, I think I've said it on this podcast before, but I'll say it again. Jervon Dexter is my pick to click this season. I think he's going to have a monster year. He came back in great shape. The guy's got a massive frame at like 6'6". You don't see a lot of three techniques with that kind of height. He slimmed down, which I don't think he was overweight per se, but he had to get more athletic and more explosive off the ball. He was a two-gap kind of player in the SEC at Florida. Became a one-gap guy, get up and go in this level. He struggled to adjust with it last year. I don't think he was in the right playing shape. I think things were going a little bit too fast for him. Everything kind of clicked late last season, and it helped when Montez Sweat arrived and started taking some pressure off his plate. Jervon Dexter looked great at the end of last season, and then he showed up in phenomenal shape. I guess he ran the defensive end workout, and like he was Montez Sweat's like, man, this guy can go. It looks like everything is there for him. I know it's this July. We talk about best shape of their life and that kind of stuff. Maybe we'll look back on this comment and roll our eyes, but like, I think Jervon Dexter is going to have a big season, and I think he can be that three technique for a number of years to come.
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods. He sifts through that to get to Badland Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You brought up Shane Waldron. I was looking at the transcripts of what Shane Waldron had to say. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there, including something that you and I talked about a few weeks ago. The idea of Caleb working on cadence and getting the play call in his helmet, then getting it out to the huddle. What did the Bears OC say about the improvement he's seen from the end of OTAs and minicamp to where the Bears are now with Caleb in this?
Yeah, that's the key part. That's an adjustment that you have to make at the NFL level that you don't really get to do at the college level. You didn't have to deal with cadence at USC. It's all part of the mastery of this offense. It's a small part. It's definitely like an offseason kind of storyline. That was what we were talking about, you know, during OTAs and minicamp. But it reflects understanding of your role and understanding what you need to do pre-snap to get your guys ready. He put in a lot of work behind the scenes to get ready and to be at this point. I did hear from Keenan Allen who talked about the work that he and Caleb had done in a hotel room. They would sit there, they watched the NBA playoffs, they played some card games, but they'd also say, all right, that's enough, call out a play. Well, like Keenan Allen would call out a play, Caleb Williams would draw it up, or vice versa. Caleb would call out a play, Keenan would draw it up. And they would go through it. They go through the cadence. They go through their assignments, what everybody else has to be doing. I love that, man. And that's what you want. This is a 12-year veteran, a six-time Pro Bowler in Keenan Allen, who's helping the young guy through. And vice versa, Caleb Williams, who's a rookie, is helping Keenan Allen get acclimated with this offense. So
save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It shows to me not just the mastery that Caleb Williams is getting for this offense, but also the respect he commands, even as a first-year player taking charge. And he's got a guy like Keenan Allen who's willing to work with him and help him grow, but also the other way around.
I also like that Shane Waldron talked about how different players learn differently. Some guys are going to pick up the audio. Some guys are going to recognize it easier when it's drawn on a board. Understanding that players learn at both different paces and different ways, I think is really important if you're going to be any good at that job.
Yeah, without a doubt. I get the idea, Caleb. I'm sure he's willing to put in all the work he needs on the iPad and study the film, but he seems to me like somebody who likes to learn visually and in action, taking into the field, working through different routes with the guys. They put in so much work in the offseason, both the last month leading up to training camp, but obviously also March, April, May, just running routes outside in Florida, L.A., wherever they were, like getting through these routes and understanding what they need to do. Caleb is really set on connecting with these guys, and I think it says a lot about the Bears' dynamic that there's such a willingness to grow this chemistry, that everybody is looking to Caleb. And frankly, I think it helps a lot, too, that they aren't doing the veteran stopgap quarterbacking, that Caleb's day one has the respect of a starter and a guy who everybody's looking to, understanding where he can take them.
All right, so other things that Shane Waldron said that were of interest to me had to do with the center position. And I know that this is probably, as far as camp battles go, this is probably the most interesting because it's the person that's going to be most connected with Caleb Williams. What does a Bears fan need to know on how this thing is being operated?
This was my line of questioning, Lawrence. Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because I'm curious about this. I was asking Shane Waldron about this here, but the questions you mentioned, it's I'm wondering how this is going to work. Day one, it was Ryan Bates out there as your starting center. And you're thinking, all right, maybe he's going to be that guy. And then day two, there's Coleman Shelton, and he's getting the run with the ones, and Ryan Bates is getting the run with the two. You keep hearing about competition, and it's not lip service at this point. They're truly going to make like a day-in, day-out kind of competition for now. My question for Shane Waldron was, when do you want to go from competition to continuity? When do you want to say, this is our starting five, in particular, this is our starting center, and this is the guy Caleb's going to be working with? He didn't seem to indicate there's a specific point at which they want to make that move, but I would advocate for being sooner rather than later. I think it absolutely matters to have your established starting center. Now, the counterpoint of this, and I think what they're not going to say, but what they're thinking is, you got two guards and Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis who missed a lot of action the last few years. And in particular, last year, they both missed a dozen games. You can't exactly rely on these two guys as much as you want to say these are our guards and we're set with them. I think they know in the back of their minds one or both of them is going to have some availability issues because that's just what you've come to expect. If that's the case, Ryan Bates is the next man in at guard and Coleman Shelton slides in at center. We heard Ryan Poles talk about we feel really good about the depth in the offensive line. That's part of what he's referring to now. Like, they're ready with a contingency plan. That's great because they didn't have the kind of depth and quality the last 2 years to really play next man up on the O-line. You have that now, but I think they're also kind of hesitant to anoint a starting five knowing that injuries and inconsistencies can emerge.
Emma, you're up there. We're not. And we've all seen like the video, the B-roll stuff from the TV stations and the guys like you that are up there covering this team. Give me something. Give the House of L listeners something that they didn't see while you were up there that you think is interesting that isn't named Jervon Dexter.
Man, that's a good question. I think for one thing, I think people are going to really be really fascinated by the Hard Knocks production. I know this is an off-the-field thing, but like, my goodness, man, they are everywhere. I've never experienced the Hard Knocks thing before. I've only covered the Bears at the NFL level. There's 50 people there per day. They have an entire wing of Hallis Hall that they've taken over. It's an empty space. It was like a storage part, and they've kind of infiltrated that. I mean, they are everywhere. Like the media room, there's like five or six of them at a time. When there's a press conference, there's about 10 of them in there. They are all over the practice field at every point and every drill, going through the huddles. They got the boom mics overwards. Players have said, coaches have said it's not going to be distracting, but I don't know how it can't be a little distracting. I don't think it's a negative distraction. It's just they're there. But, like, man, when fans get there, they're going to really get a glimpse of how intrusive in a way this is. The production value is incredible. I love Hard Knocks as a football junkie to watch this, but I think people are going to really get a glimpse of what kind of production value you're getting here because they are everywhere. They're all wearing the same T-shirt. They're all matching. They're just all over the field, and that's one thing that certainly jumps out to me. In terms of actual on the field, this defense has some swagger. Like, you're going to hear these guys a lot. You constantly – and you hear any defense. Like, at any level, defenses tend to be – the loud ones on the offenses tend to just kind of go about their business. I love the makeup of this group. You've got great character and personality, but I love the continuity. You basically have the entire starting core from the end of last season coming back, the exception of the trade-off of Kevin Byard in at safety for Eddie Jackson. And Byard's got like that great kind of veteran savviness that comes with it. I think this group just has a really good way about it, and it's fun to watch these guys go about it in practice.
Emma, as always, man, I appreciate your time. I look forward to doing this on like a weekly basis with you as this goes on. And next time that we talk, we'll be talking about like getting ready for a game, which is wild.
Yeah, man, it's coming. I tell you what, it's fun. I have reported for camp on Friday. I feel rejuvenated. This is year 10 for me. This is a team that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really interesting team, both for 2024, but also obviously the big picture. Like, there's a lot to talk about with this team, so it's going to be really fun. I'm feeling good about it, and it's exciting to be back out there.
All right, Emma, I will talk to you soon, sir.
Take care.
That is Chris Emma. He is a good man, and I really appreciate that he's kind of on the House of L team now. It's good to get that bird's eye view of what's going on at Hallis Hall. It's a lot of fun for me to be able to talk to him because I've known him since he was starting out as a reporter. And man, him being on the beat for 10 years and me being off the beat for 10 years is a crazy, crazy thing. But I hope you got something out of our conversation. For those of you who are on the YouTube page, we appreciate you. Guess what? Those of you who stuck with us on YouTube, I'm glad that you stuck with us and you're getting rewarded because you're seeing it before I even let people know that it's on YouTube. So the production will get better, I promise, because this is all beta stuff that I'm doing. So I'll figure all of it out. Remember, House of L is really a company of one. That's what we do. Whether we're on the pod, you're listening, and it's appreciated if you're on Spotify or listening. If you're on Apple, please give us 5 stars and write a review. It is helpful. Thanks for your support. If you have a dog, go back to the middle that you skipped over when we took a break and get yourself some Badlands for your pooch. My guy Pudge likes it. So if he likes it, then everyone should like it, I think. But you'll get 50% off if you use my code. Go back and you'll find it. I will talk to you next time. Peace.